This is Steve Brown. I'm the field crop research and extension entomologist for the University of Tennessee, and I'm going to give a quick update on what kind of questions I've been getting, what we're seeing in the field in relation to cotton and soybeans. So hitting in cotton, you know, we're roughly about the third week of bloom, depending on where you are. If we bloomed around July 4th, you know, we're kind of cruising into the tail end of the season. A lot of Vertento going out, a lot of questions related to Vertento. Pretty much any reports I've gotten, guys seem to be pleased with it. You know, there's a little bit of a learning curve here with this product. It acts unlike things that we're used to seeing. The best way I can kind of really put it is that it's similar in timing to Diamond as far as how long it takes, but it also has the residual of products that we typically don't see. So coming back to the timing portion, and my trials, I have seen this product work in 3 days. I've seen it take as long as 7. It just depends on how many bugs you have there, where they are in the canopy, where they are in the migration cycle. There's a lot of different variables that go into this product, how many they're there. But what we do see is that typically after, you know, within 3 days after it's applied, we see intoxicated insects. Now, and the symptomology can vary on intoxication. So with adults, typically you see them lay prostrate, which is they're going to kind of lay on their side or they're going to be upside down. You flip them over, they can't move. Now, they still might crawl, but they can't fly. They may be a little discolored. And then with the immatures, I've seen a couple different symptomology examples where I've seen them to be similar to the adults. They lay on their side, they're lethargic, they don't really move very well, and I've seen the other end of the spectrum where they're hyperactive, to where once you get them on a drop cloth, they don't stop moving. Once they hit the cloth, they almost, it's like they're running in circles around the drop cloth. They seem much more active than they normally are, and that is also a symptom of nerve toxins, which what Vertento is, it's a nerve poison, is the hyper excitation or hyperactivity. And so a lot of times what'll happen is we'll see them, you know, turn that drop cloth into a racetrack and they'll run circle after circle, or they'll run in kind of erratic manner. And then if you were to come back a day after that, often 9 times out of 10, they're dead. And so that's just one of the symptoms with a nerve toxin that you can see. I've seen it. You can see it with organophosphates too, although a lot of times what will happen is that hyper excitation phase is going to be a little bit shorter lived. And so with this product, it takes them a little bit longer, but the key to remember here is they stop feeding. And so they may be hyper excited, they may be lethargic. The reality is they're going to stop feeding. And so you may have insects present, but you still have 88, 92% square retention. You're not seeing dirty blooms. You're not seeing parrot beak bowls. And so that's really the kicker. It's the presence of insects does not always indicate injury. Now, if it hasn't been treated, then that's a different story. But if you've got something out there like Diamond, like Acephate, like Vertento, the presence of insects doesn't always indicate damage. And so that's why square retention, looking at blooms, if your blooms are dirty, looking at bowls, if they're starting to feed on the bowls, you get those little dark black spots on the bowls where they hit a gossypol gland. Those are all things to take into consideration. And so typically where we utilize things like Vertento, you know, you're going to see all those symptomology start to drop off. And so there may be insects in the field, but you're not seeing the damage that typically accompanies those insects if there's been no control method used. So it's going to take a little bit of getting used to. This is an insecticide that we are not used to using. The closest thing I can really kind of equate that to is Diamond. Diamond takes a while to take off, especially if you hit them in between an instar stage, and the bigger the instars, the longer it typically takes for them to go into a molt. And so they may be running around doing things, but they've fed on Diamond, it's working on them, but they just haven't died yet. So that's going to be in cotton, that's going to be the easiest equation that I have to really compare it to. With soybeans, I'm getting a few more calls of stink bugs starting to filter into these beans, especially as the corn dries down. That's really not anything shocking. We see that at the end of the year, especially as corn dries down. The stink bugs have to go somewhere, and a lot of times they're going to land in our beans, or if there's a cotton field, they'll pick our cotton field. So just keep an eye out for those. And then kudzu bugs seem to be blowing back up again. You know, kudzu bug numbers are getting up there high enough. Our threshold is one nymph per sweep, and that takes a lot of kudzu bugs to make it there. So just keep that in mind. I know a lot of guys do not want to spray this late, but the reality is, if you're at R6 and you've got a threshold of stink bugs, you need to make an application. If you're still at R6 and you've got a threshold of kudzu bugs, you need to make an application. So they can, you have still got time for them to take yield away and quality. And so don't stop scouting at R6. Keep going. Make it to R6.5, R7. Then you can start thinking about drawing the reins back. But if you're at R6, sitting at R5.5, you're still at a very susceptible time point for bugs. So just keep going. Like I said, we'll make it to the end here pretty quick. And so, but if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call me, 318-498-1283. Thanks. Bye.